You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. Professor Philip Arrington teaches in Eastern Michigan University's Department of English Language and Literature, and he's been published extensively in the areas of composition and the teaching of writing, but he's also written a novel titled The Serpent's Sage. Dr. Arrington's been kind enough to stop by and talk with me about that. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Bob. I appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. I sort of hesitate to call The Serpent Sage a work of fiction because I understand it's based, at least in part, on a real-life experience.
It is. My memory takes me back to a visit to Lee County Fair with my parents. I was younger than the young boy in the novel, but I wandered off down the freeway and ran into this geek and freak show, and there was indeed a woman inside of the tent who was eating snakes live. That memory has stuck with me over the years. I've told that story in different situations to different people, even students, and they typically go, "Ugh." But it's haunted me so long, and I've had dreams about it, that I decided to see if I could find a novel in the experience. And so let's put it this way, about 95% of everything else is made up.
Okay. So what's the kind of the general premise, without giving the whole story away?
The novel is set in the mid-60s in North Carolina, Brunswick County to be precise, and a fictional coastal town, which I call Sally's Beach. Okay. It focuses on a young 13-year-old boy by the name of Barry Taylor, who risks his life and his beliefs to save an elderly black woman who eats snakes at the county fair. So that's the premise of the story.
Alrighty. Now, with The Serpent Sage, you've decided to go the self-publishing route, making it available on Smashwords. I was wondering, why not seek out a traditional publisher?
I tried that. Like a lot of other authors, I'm sure, the publishing world right now seems to me, from what I can gather in trying to find an agent over the last 2 years as I developed the novel and worked on it more, is that they seem to be in disarray. You know, you get the hundreds of letters of rejection. You get as well those who don't bother to respond to you at all, so you can assume they're not interested in the manuscript.
Sure.
And then you get a handful of nibbles, which I got. I even had one agent who kept the novel for a year, only to tell me it wasn't quite what they wanted to publish. And so, faced with that kind of frustration, and knowing about the innovation of e-books and e-publishing, and after hearing a story on NPR, as a matter of fact, about Smashwords, and they mentioned Mark Coulter, I got on Google and Googled Smashwords and read about it and decided that I thought I'd take a chance with this to see if I could reach readers with the book.
All right. I'm speaking with EMU Professor Philip Arrington about his novel, The Serpent's Sage. Why Smashwords in particular? There are lots of self-publishing options out there, things like Lulu, CreateSpace, things like that.
There were, and I read several articles on the options. I finally decided to go with Smashwords because they were the first ones I'd heard about.
Okay.
Mark Coulter's philosophy is pretty much akin to mine, that authors need readers and they need to be able to get to readers if there are any readers out there. So I went with them first, plus they had a list of technical people who could assist me in moving it from, say, a Microsoft Word document to the format for the e-novel.
Sure.
And someone who could help me with cover art. Neither of those areas am I an expert in. So I went with Smashwords, put it up there, and then later on I put it up on Amazon.com. So it is now available at Amazon.com through Kindle Direct Publishing as well as Smashwords.
Excellent. I noticed on the Smashwords site that it's available on all sorts of different formats. If you have a Nook and things like
that's
that.
That's right.
You can
that's
get it
right. That's right. And the real advantage with Kindle, with the Amazon.com and doing them is, of course, it's available on the Kindle reader.
Sure.
And a lot of people have Kindles as opposed to, say, the Nook.
Okay. How do you handle marketing of your novel? I mean, if you have a traditional publisher, I guess you would kind of expect them to help out with that. But how does that work with self-publishing?
Well, you're speaking to the principal marketer.
Okay.
This is how I'm trying to do it. This is, of course, one of the ways traditional publishing has That's one of, I guess, their expenses, one of their costs is marketing an author, and I'm an unknown novelist. So basically, I'm doing it. I printed out some business cards. I think I gave you one with the novel and where to get it. I've been sending out information to other people that I know via email. I've got some press coverage up at in Livingston Life in the Livingston County area where I live. The writer came over and interviewed me and took photographs, so I got some coverage there. I'm after Ann Arbor News to do a follow up, and of course, thanks to you, I'm getting this word out on WEMU. So it's me doing the marketing.
Okay. How long has The Serpent Sage been out there, and how has it been received so far?
It has been well received in terms of the sense of getting the information out. People are happy to have the information. It's been up since about mid-June. I don't know how it's doing. I don't want to know how it's doing, frankly, because because I'm still getting the word out on it. I'm fearful that if it's not doing well, or if it's not getting readers, that I will be impacted in such a way that I won't feel motivated to do this. So the fact of the matter is, I'd rather not know.
Okay. How can folks find out more about The Serpent Sage?
They can go to smashwords.com, type in my name or the title. It'll take them straight to the book and the cover art for the book. Smashwords provides two summaries, a one-sentence summary and a longer summary of the book, and plus you can read 15 pages for free. After that, it's $9.99. Amazon.com will provide you with a one-sentence summary, but that's it. But the same deal applies there.
All right.
It's 15 pages sample, and then $9.99 to read the rest. So I can at least make a buck on it.
All right. Good deal. Well, very good luck to you on that.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Dr. Arrington, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Professor Philip Arrington teaches in Eastern Michigan University's Department of English Language and Literature. His novel is titled The Serpent Sage, and you can find it through Smashwords and Amazon in the Kindle store.